had a laugh.
We did. We played one of our older episodes.
I think one sounds like a
recap. Like a bit. No.
He still sounds like a bitch.
No.
But he sounded like a 3-year-old.
Anyways, we got Blaine and Sheep.
Feature appearance.
The feet.
The feet. You need to put that in the title. In brackets. Feet. Freaking. And then link like my Venmo. So I'm
no.
Like my Cash App. I need money.
No.
Keep capping. No,
that's terrible. Anyway, when was the last time we met on an episode?
Last Saturday, 6 days ago.
Really?
Hey!
Wow, weekly content.
Not really.
What?
Weekly content?
No. More like monthly content. We turned into C-Day.
No, we turned... Jay Schlatt, bro.
C-Day has...
But then, like, I realized that people actually still want to listen to us.
It's crazy.
So we're picking up again.
Yes, sir.
Whatever that means. We used to do one every day. Like a year ago.
No, we used to do them like every 2 days. It doesn't really matter. We used to do them.
Anyway, we're back now.
Is Umbrella?
No. I'm not pretty sure. Let me check my Snap map.
No.
Speaking of Snapchat.
What?
Speaking of the epiphany.
Here's some leaves. What are you doing with that stick?
No, she's in fact...
What should we talk about this episode?
I don't know. What's been going on? Oh, yeah, school finally ended.
Oh, for you, maybe.
Hip hip hooray.
For you, maybe.
Yeah, I gotta take my final exams next week, though.
Dumb idiot.
It sucks.
We got final exams.
You dumb idiot.
You have to go to school, though? When do you go to
school? It's online.
Tomorrow?
No, on Monday.
Okay, you said
and
tomorrow.
And then one on Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yep.
Be dumb as hell.
I'm just gonna do them on
Discord
again.
You're not wrong.
That's kind of been our go-to. We've just been on Discord every single class.
Omni calculator.
Yeah, every single time we're in a, as like we do an assignment in a class that we don't want to do or like we have to collaborate on because nobody else knows. Like balancing chemical equations. Nobody knows how to do that.
Oh,
so
you do that?
Yeah, yeah. And I just find all like the answer sheets online.
I'm doing that. No, I did that earlier this year.
They're not hard, but no one wants to do them.
No, they're hard.
I still don't get it. So
I don't get it at all.
I just look up the answer sheets. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I did that.
Do you know how to do basic multiplication?
No.
I don't. Our parents didn't know how to do it. So it was, what was the equation? It was 6 divided by 2. Parentheses 2 times 2.
Oh, that controversial ass problem, bro.
Yeah. So, what you do is you multiply the parentheses, what's in the parentheses. So, 2 times 2 is 4. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then now you do the division. 6 divided by 2 is 3.
Yes.
And then 3 times 2.
3 times 4
is 12. So.
Yeah, because divided...
What was the other answer? Wasn't it 1? 1 was the other answer?
1 and 16.
No, that was 1 and 12. That's a different problem, but it's structured the same way, because they're both, like, even numbers.
Yeah.
No, because division goes first before adding. No, so parentheses goes first, then division goes over multiplication.
Nope.
See, that's the thing, though. That's what everybody... You still got the right answer, but
they're interchangeable.
I know they're interchangeable, but...
It's like, whatever comes first in the problem, like, if you have division before multiplication, then you do division. If you have multiplication before division in the problem, then you do the multiplication. That's what it is.
And people somehow didn't know how to do that.
Yeah, I guess it's just old age. People forgot that.
No, the problem is,
people are stupid. That's
the alloy of it. It's changed over the years. Like, ever since PEMDAS and, like, modern calculators were invented, the answer used to be 1. If you asked any person, it would be 1. Like, any person in, like, the 1940s or, like...
The 1940s.
Like, World War II, before World War II.
Why is that... Why is that voice what you think about when you think 1940s?
Well, like, the Great Depression...
You are 20 years old.
What are you talking about?
Like, England?
England wasn't even the biggest sufferer of the Great Depression.
I know, but like...
Who was?
America.
It rooted from America.
Okay.
Because the stock market crashed.
Stupid.
But I thought it was, like, for the whole world.
It was. It affected trade.
It was, because at the time, America was, like, the powerhouse of trade and, like,
yeah,
stocks and
okay,
whatnot.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And, like, slavery.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
What?
That was...
Yes.
Where did that come from?
It was...
I don't understand. The Great trade. Depression?
Yes. No. Yes. No.
In the 20s? What are you talking about?
1920s? When was the Civil War again?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
1860s.
I think you're talking about the 1900s.
Yeah, we're talking about the 1900s here.
You mean the 20s?
Like 1820s?
It was like, it was like 1850s or something like that. That's when the Civil War happened.
We're in the 21st century.
Abraham Lincoln died before 1920. I don't think the Emancipation Proclamation would be.
Yeah, that's like...
He rose up from the grave.
I don't history.
Neither do I, but I still know, like...
Oh, I love history. That's like my main subject. If you ask me... Yeah, well, yeah, like, if you ask me, like, any time period, I could probably tell you something about it. Some, like, weird or interesting
2008.
Fact. Obama.
9/11.
The Obama, okay, the economy was, like, really...
crashed.
Yeah, and, like, Obama was, like, the main, like, blame for that.
2001.
Oh. All right,
we're okay. Mainly in September.
Okay, moving on. Oh, you mean September 10th? Oh, I know. It was just a normal day for all the citizens, you know.
What about 24 hours after that?
Oh, the
13th?
At
like 8 o'clock, was it?
Yeah, like 8 o'clock. Or no, it was like 7 o'clock or like 7:30.
A big dust storm happened.
Yeah. Something happened.
Bro, like in 1985, like that one dude from the book we were reading got like forced out of his village.
What are you talking
like
about?
Salva?
Oh, yeah, Salva from South Sudan.
Yeah.
Oh, that was what, before from South that, Sudan. What was that like book called?
A Long Walk to Water.
That sucked. That book sucked.
Oh, that book was terrible.
It's so good.
You're gonna read Life of Pi in high school, and you're gonna want to shoot yourself in the brain.
Is it literally like the life of a pie?
Do you actually fucking think a teacher would assign that book to someone?
Yes. Yes.
Especially
high schoolers.
Yes, I do. Because, you know, that someone...
You haven't heard the story of the kid who the book Tiger on a Boat?
No.
What?
What?
No.
Okay. Yeah, well, you'll find out. You might like it. I don't know.
The Lord of the Flies.
Sucked.
I mean, terrible. I feel like The Long Walk to Water, I feel like that book was like... I feel it's actually... more not, less of a storytelling.
Yeah, now we got to name the episode Talk About Literature.
No school.
It's less of a it's less of a story focus and more of an educator. It's like an educator to people who like don't know anything about like Africa, because South Sudan is the world's newest country. Like
yeah.
It like gained independence, like self-governing and
I'm
all
older
that.
Than it.
Yeah, literally all of us here are older than the country of South Sudan, cuz it gained full governance and independence in 2011, which
wow.
means and it's awful to live there. If you went there in like a big city, you'd probably find like 5 AKs before you could find like an actual like store,
a hospital.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You could probably find like broken like AK parts on the ground, and if you stayed there for an hour, you could just build an AK yourself, just finding parts on the ground. The whole place is geared for war because
of
all like
rust.
There's so many religious tribes in South Sudan that every single time they have a war, they're fighting like 18 other groups.
Oh, there's
so
like
it's literally just like it's like Doom's fire brick battle.
And then there's that one question: if you could say one thing to everybody in the world at the same time, I'd say your god is the one. Watch the world
yeah,
fucking burn.
I would. Yeah, that's the exact same thing I would say too.
Watch the world burn.
No, if you could say something anonymously, it would be like all your gods are fake, something like that. Imagine the outrage.
I am not
person.
Real.
There would be a manhunt to find that person.
Yeah, they'd actually... Or no, they'd just believe it was like a higher power and start
like
believing
Allah.
In that religion. I know way too much about Islam. Like, way, way too much.
Whoa!
We just jumped.
I mean, after...
Now, what happened on the 11th of September in 2001?
Please tell us. I'd like to skip
explain
this
to the class.
I'd like to use one of my...
I plead the fifth.
I'd like to phone a friend.
Who are you phoning?
My mom, get me out of here.
My mom.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
Another news.
Oh, man, people are dropping like flies left and right.
Yeah, in Israel.
Oh, the COVID vaccine gets
approved
for kids next Friday.
Yeah, I think, wasn't it like 7 people died in Colorado last weekend?
Oh, yeah.
From?
What was that?
It was
bro. They just went in and shot up a birthday party, bro.
Oh yeah, that's right. It went and shot up a birthday party, but didn't kill any of the kids. Only killed adults.
That's still fucking terrible.
Yeah, I know.
But or about like, that sixth grade girl who like brought a gun to school and just started like shooting. I don't know why, but I don't know what motive.
What?
Yeah, that's real. It was like some like it was a strategy. Some or strategy. Yeah,
that was
bro.
A strategic move.
I thought you were gonna say it was strategic.
It was well thought out.
Okay, well thought out. Strategic.
Pre-planned.
Premeditated. But no, basically a sixth grade girl got into like her dad's like. Gun box or something like that, and just took it to school and like
what does
figured
this
out
button
how to.
Do?
It just
please,
figured
please,
out.
Okay, number
out.
One, if she shot the gun, it would just one
not
bullet
theoretically,
off
not theoretically.
This I've isn't in theory guns. Though. This isn't theory.
Well, this is sixth grade
what did,
girl.
What did she use?
I mean, well, yeah, probably like a handgun.
Probably like a 22.
No way. There's not. No way. No, the dad has not, like a.
100%
a 22, a bunch against a bunch of sixth graders. I think
they're dropping
I mean,
like flies.
Yeah, like
yeah.
They're weak.
Just throw chairs at her, bro.
They're weak.
Scan her wrist.
To
like
be honest, a chair could stop a 22.
Not theoretically. Not theoretically. I'm sorry. I'm tired of saying theoretically.
You sound like Ben Shapiro, bro.
Let's say hypothetically, for the sake of the conversation. No, a 22 will probably go through. Some like very thin metal.
It will definitely go through a chair.
It's not about how big the cartridge is; it's about how fast it's going and what material it's made out of.
It's
because like,
going it,
bro,
do
you guys hear about that fucking like Chinese like space thing that fucking
oh yeah,
the rocket that fell out of space.
I kind like toaster. If it lands here, bro, I'm selling that shit on eBay.
It fell in the Indian Ocean, right?
Yeah, really? It fell in like near okay. the Maldives, but it was like dangerously close to like Sri Lanka and India.
Yeah,
bro, if that landed here. eBay in an instant, bro.
You'd be dead
well,
in an instant, bro.
If that landed here, if that, like...
You idiot. It's, like, freaking the size of this yard. It would wipe out your house,
it's
Umbrella's
like,
house,
like
all the houses around.
It's about, like, 10 stories up, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, damn, that's big.
Yeah.
Bro, just go over there.
You're selling that on eBay, don't worry.
Don't worry, bro.
Bro,
just take
to the Chinese
it takes, like, laser cutter scoops yeah. of it with a spoon. Take it.
Hey,
it's like those Instagrams where they drop
I mean,
the fruit
then
and they
also,
put the cream all over it.
If yeah. it landed in like,
I like that. I like those. So sad.
If it landed in like a wild like places with a lot of trees, it'd probably cause a wildfire because of how fast it.
Was I mean,
free
hey,
free
I mean,
I wouldn't doubt it.
Money.
Yeah.
Of course,
it's
causing an explosion.
Is just it's literally just a fire missile, but there's no explosion.
It's incendiary.
Oh, literally a fire missile.
Yeah, while we're on the topic of fire, I learned a cool fact from Moist Critical that you are more likely to die from a gender reveal party than you are from a shark attack.
You're more likely to die from a coconut than you are from shark attack.
But gender reveal party is more like...
Well, yeah,
it's like, you know.
How would you die at a gender reveal party?
Bro,
people have
like
died.
8 people died at like one gender reveal party. Bro.
I don't think it was that bad, but like,
it was. You gotta yell at the funeral. It's a boy.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, but
jeez, dude.
Over the past, I think
cut that out the fucking recording.
It's like 5 years, not 5 years, but like 5 months, like 4 or 5 people have died.
Of what?
Gender reveal parties.
Oh.
But how do you die at
sexist
one?
No. The
sexist
reason being,
people and old
they
people
will use either fireworks or they'll sex. Use some kind of explosive, some kind of like material to shoot whatever gender powder.
The gender powder.
They'll shoot the gender powder up. And
like your
like,
baby insta baby.
Or they have like.
Oh yeah, we don't talk about that.
There's two things that I like in life: gross incompetence and dangerous fireworks and a child.
Oh, then I have the video for you.
What?
Gross
dude, there's this video where this girl lit a firework, then she dropped on the ground and it shot in her face and
back
lit her on
dare.
Fire.
Yeah, I believe it.
People do that.
Just retarded. It's just like...
It's like, yeah, exactly.
Cut that out.
Okay, it's all raw.
It's all raw.
All
we
raw.
Don't edit.
All raw. Give me the fucking MP4 file, please.
The MP5 file.
What?
I've tried.
It straight up doesn't work.
It straight up doesn't work.
Give me the MP3, please. The MP5. The MP7. M22.
What else?
The Gaza airstrikes.
Oh my god.
For Israel.
Well, the Demon Slayer movie came out.
That was long.
We went from missile strikes to
Israel missile strikes to anime movie. Now.
Dude, totally related topic.
I mean,
speak about movies.
I got like firsthand like.
Not speaking of any particular movie.
I got an eyewitness like point of view of someone who like lives in Israel and like experienced like the shockwave of that.
Wow.
It took down a whole building, and nobody talks about it in America.
Yeah, it like killed like a commander.
I don't believe in free Palestine or free Israel or anything like that because I both think that it's just like a needless war. It's like Israel is already such a small space that they're just like just kind of fighting to get out at this point. It's such a small country surrounded by the Arabic nation around it, or the nations plural.
I find it funny because we have no business to be in the other fucking countries.
Unless oil.
It's oil, bro. We have no other reason to be in fucking South Sudan.
I'm gonna be on my electric bike going to the grocery store.
Your swagtron.
The gas, bro.
Right away in your carbon neutral unicycle.
What was the password? Who hacked it like that? What was the like United States 123 was the password or something?
No, right away on your carbon neutral unicycle.
Speaking of cracking passwords, another bad flaw.
Oh,
but no. This isn't about, like, nerd shit. Like, literally every police station still uses, like, Windows XP from, like, 2002.
Really?
Yeah, dude, nobody updates their systems.
Why are they skipping the Bonzi Buddy virus, bro?
Unless it's, like, IT company or something that revolves around internet, they'll have, you know, Windows 10 Office PCs and whatnot. But if it's, like, a police station, 100%, they're rocking, like, Windows Vista or some shit.
That's dumb.
It's not, well, it's just too expensive for them to upgrade it, because then they gotta get new PCs, they gotta make sure all their records are transferred over.
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
It's just the problem is those become so unreliable. If you just knew how to get around those things, you could easily just take all the police records or do something with them.
That's stupid.
It's just
what would you want to do with that?
Sell them.
You
can sell those for a lot of money.
Yeah, because like police records, you don't know how like people like dying to see like, I wonder if they caught me like stealing from that old lady one time or something like that.
Like use it against somebody.
Exactly that. Blackmail is such a popular way of like getting things on the internet.
Just like really the bad. Colonial Pipeline.
Crack ain't gonna pay for itself.
Ransom. Dude, they paid for them to stop for the Colonial Pipeline.
Yeah, and I can't believe they did that. Yeah. They're that retarded. The fact that they paid actual ransomware, like. If you pay, let's say you get, like, ransomware on your computer, and if you pay it, they're not going to stop. They're not going to send you a decryption key. They're going to try and they already got your money. You can't really do anything besides just sit there now, and you wasted $500 plus another $100 trying to get Bitcoin 2021.
Meat to meat. Make that rubber.
I gotta play the song now.
No, what are you talking about?
You don't.
You're gonna get us copyright strike.
Yeah, dude, come on.
Yeah, no, dude. We want the money.
We want the money, bro.
We gotta make it over the 10-minute mark somehow.
Give me my 30 cents.
Actually, I think it's 10 cents per watch.
POV, you played a really distorted version of...
Is it?
Or is it like 10 views per cent?
But, dude, some people get insane sponsors. Like, this guy has, like, 10, like... 30 audience, and he got an energy drink sponsorship.
Gamer subs.
Bro, I think it was I think it was something in between those.
Bro, but no one's gonna want to sponsor this low budget.
They were. It was. I'll tell you after.
I mean, what's the cap to
get actual sponsors?
$15.
15.
We're close.
Yeah, we're like
$5 away.
Money.
No, more like $7, but...
Mavs is right.
Please watch the whole podcast.
Please watch all our sponsored episodes.
Keep it in the background.
Do not skip the ads.
Do not skip the ads. Please, we need our money.
We need that ad revenue.
Please, do not click watch this ad here from Spotify button.
Trust me.
Come on, guys.
You're seeing is more than...
It's too deep in it that they would probably already have gotten ads.
Bro, we have some dedicated fans.
One dedicated fan.
One that downed a whole fucking bottle of Little Pony mouthwash.
What was that?
My Little Pony mouthwash.
What was that email that you sent that was really funny?
Time to scroll through the Gmails.
Time to scroll through the Gmail, bro.
Bro, that was one episode.
Email us at whypeoplebelike420@gmail.com. We respond to all your shit.
No, we don't.
No, we do.
We do.
We get barely anything anyway.
We even respond to the Google security protect your account stuff.
Send them an automated message.
Yeah.
Thank you for your inquiry.
I tried to fuck a lamp. That's awesome. And then we sent back, that's awesome. Keep on going until you succeed.
Encouragement. Words of encouragement.
That's awesome.
Let me go to the first email he sent us. Where?
Keep on going until you succeed.
We got Naomi.
Until we succeed.
Naomi was genuinely nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Naomi.
Then we got Lepito Fagella Tangeo.
That made me tear out, dude. That was hilarious.
You read it, bro.
Ha, lol. White power. White power. I'm gonna commit die of natural causes. Cause unlike kill self, die of old is better for Earth. Cause the sea turtles will think the razor blades are food and eat them and then die. So instead of killing self, I will give the razor blades to kids on Halloween. Oof.
Okay, in context, we don't actually think white power. It's just the fucking, like, okay emoji on Google.
Yes.
Or on
who
Apple.
Who said this? Who was the, like, who was the person that said this meant white power? Who was the absolute
monkey? I think it was this.
Monkey. Yeah,
I think,
whatever the, yeah, that.
I think it was.
It was, like, white.
If I had to say, I don't know.
I feel like it came from 4chan.
Wanking off one bro, you know this neighborhood we're in was, like, from, like, some racist dude back in the day. Something like started the KKK or something.
Oh,
Forrest Gump.
And then we got that Russian email.
We got someone from Russia.
Did he like speak in Russian?
She.
No.
Can you translate it?
Bro, we got.
We did translate it. Actually.
Russian.
I don't remember what it said.
Car insurance.
She's trying to get you car insurance. Geico can save you
50%. We have called you talking to you about your extended warranty on your vehicle.
Oh my god, I love when I get calls about that.
You can get
$1,500
down.
I don't even have a car. Come on, guys.
People keep on asking that I'm Michelle.
Huh?
People think I'm Michelle.
Really?
They call me and they're like, hey, can I talk to Michelle?
No.
Probably goes because you get someone's number.
No, what you
yes.
should do, you should say, alright, here you go.
Hi. Hello. Who's this?
How can I help you today?
Maybe
ahoy
you could,
there!
Maybe you could steal some credit card information that way.
What?
Steal some credit card information.
Thought process?
It's the bank.
Thought process?
Alright, it
I
says,
don't
have any. Hello, how are you? Sorry we didn't reply to you. Didn't clear our email for a while, so we saw your letter and sent an email. Contact me whenever you want. Sorry and thanks, white people.
Your signature is just like the entire race of white people.
Exactly.
Every white person.
We represent every white person.
We are on behalf of the white people. You know? It's gonna make some noise on the thing if we bounce the phone.
And then we got this. It's an audio.
I have a big penis.
What?
I don't know.
I have a big penis.
That kind of sounds like me when I was like
it does.
Younger.
It really did.
I have a big penis.
Yeah, that really sounds like.
Is that Ben?
No.
It sounds like a, like.
That's one of our dedicated fans.
Oh my god. I am high as fuck right now and worried about black holes that might destroy the Earth, and also if cows think human milk make bones stronger, but most of all that in tripping balls state of mind. What the fuck?
What?
How does one get high at like what, 8 years old?
It's possible. It's just like
you can just like.
Well, yeah, obviously. Just drink Germex.
No,
not a good idea though.
You can drink Germex.
Yeah, I know. But
oh
like,
no, shit.
No.
Why would you?
You could get drunk off of it too.
That's
oh, did you know that dolphins get high off pufferfish venom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Hey, Johnny, you want some new pufferfish venom?
Dwight Schrute texted me.
I can imagine dolphins.
It's 420 right now.
Bro.
Everyone hit a fat rip.
You keep... Shut up.
No, Nah, it's you people. It's just 420, man.
We live in a society.
Shut up.
I'm stoned from
second. You're the Joker.
Secondhand smoke.
Society says, my mommy says I'm special. Society calls me autistic.
What?
No way.
Some people call me autistic. I'm autistic as shit.
What? I have big penis.
How long are we in the podcast?
It's like, we're like 25 minutes.
That long? Jesus.
Yeah, we do, like, sometimes we do, like, 40 minutes, you know, if we feel like it.
Which I think we owe them.
Yeah, we owe them 40 minutes.
Of crappy content.
Of shit content.
Let's talk about controversial stuff.
Yes.
Lil Nas X's new shoe, bro.
I was about to say, black people.
That black is people not a controversial
like,
topic.
Black people be like...
New podcast, by the way.
We can't make that.
What if I hear is
wait,
literally
what
the,
if white people be like podcast, John, and the black people be like podcast, become the mixed people be like podcast.
The light skin
people. The light skin people.
Yo,
be
Sean's
like,
got to join on that. He's mixed.
Bro, call Sean up, bro.
The Hispanic people podcast.
Wait, should we actually get him out?
Yeah, Sean, bro.
Should we actually get him here? He can easily.
He'll probably start talking about like Roblox or something.
How to code Lula. Should
yeah,
we actually? Bro.
Yeah, he can't even,
yes,
like...
Yes, let's get them every... Let's
yeah,
get
he's
everybody
gonna crash here. On his little...
We need the content
again.
To go on for
Garfield
40 minutes.
Garfield is sick.
He's gonna
I don't
crash
know where
his little tiny bike that he can barely pedal on again.
Got Reenie.
His Spider-Man one.
No.
I feel like the Lil Nas X shoe was, like, so, like...
Michelle.
It was just... It had
we
such a
reaction.
We
don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
About, I'm gonna play with your boys.
Are you,
we don't talk about that. I'm not... No. Shh. Not
bro,
my finest moment. Not
remember,
my finest moment.
Remember Piss Nuts?
Oh,
that was the
funny.
Day.
Mitchell,
that was the day. That was the day. That was the day when...
Shut the fuck up.
Mitchell,
dude,
you playing?
What?
You playing?
Playing what?
With my balls.
Shut up.
You should have paused and I should have played like the Annihilation theme. Like the troll face.
Dude,
yeah.
That Annihilation, that movie was okay. Kinda
do
sucked.
Not send me... Your dick pics.
He starts nodding.
Okay.
Getting mixed signals from Ninja.
If I can find it through the
Ninja
sears.
Has some really good clips.
I feel so bad for people like XQC because like.
Do not send me your dick pics.
Okay.
Ninja, I don't understand. Ninja, what do you mean?
Do you want me to or do you not?
I feel
Ninja,
so
oh,
bad.
Oh, we got astronauts. Why?
Like,
should
XQC,
I play something
think about
it. His life is like so miserable. He plays video
care.
Games. He's built like a sixth grader.
No!
He's really
no.
tall, but he's skinnier than like Sean.
Exactly.
He has no
oh,
muscle
no.
mass
hey, Ben,
of any
Ben,
kind.
should I play it?
Oh, you're gonna get every single.
What you know about going down on some meat, give it
train. The fact that you know this makes me scared.
We'll stop it there.
Yeah,
stop.
why are you
stop.
Trying to go down on some meat?
Stop!
Trust me, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Guys.
Why?
Then there's Justin.
Just moved the peanut butter and Nelly Nance.
What?
It's just Justin, bro.
Bro,
we found freaking one of our friends on Discord. Dude, okay.
Metaverse?
So, yeah, we found out, like, his dad was, like, a lawyer. His dad has so
wait,
many
Metaverse?
Controversies. Yeah.
What was it? What was it called?
Like, I don't know. I don't think he wants me to say it because he got so worked up about it last time we found out. But
no,
his dad was like an attorney, right? Like a lawyer.
Yeah.
And apparently he was like fighting for like some independence in like African countries or something like that. And apparently there was like controversy how he's trying to like profit off of genocide or something like that. There was like a whole propaganda piece made about freaking Metaverse.
When are you
dad.
Coming back to Roblox?
June 8th, he's coming back to Roblox.
I was going to come back, but I was like, nah, it's so boring. I can't bear it. I can't bear it anymore. It's so bad.
What?
Yeah,
Roblox?
So basically.
Yeah.
Roblox is hella fun.
There's
like,
a few fun games.
There's
a few
good
fun
games.
Yeah.
I don't even fucking play the games
I
anymore.
Like,
it,
Furry
like,
Hangout?
I played it since about,
bro.
Like, about
Club
like,
Zeta?
Flee the Facility?
Wait, is it Club Zeta?
That game's fun.
Dude, I think that game got shut down.
Like,
no, bro.
About
Club not
Club
Zeta. Okay, Club Zeta was a bypassed game. It had animations that
it
were, like, bypassed, but they never, like, got...
Like,
they never got shut down. The game lasted for, like, a year.
Wow.
There was, like...
Man.
Was that, like... animations?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
There was a twerk and a...
Yeah, there was. I have a screenshot of that, too, from, like, me trying to do it to Justin, and it worked. That's, like, far. And then I went and MS Paint drew a heart around it because it was so fun.
I played Roblox for about 7 years, probably, since I was 6.
Wow.
I played TF2 since I was 6.
It was just so good.
Looks like you're the last chip.
Oh, and then there's this photo!
That's a good photo.
Nikocado Avocado.
What is that? Well, I don't understand.
It's that guy.
It's Cat in the Hat.
But he was off guard.
Was off guard.
I was off... No, no. I just got done finished showing...
He just got on thing. Guard.
I just got
bro,
on...
He's sexy,
no.
bro.
I guess, you can't I remember, even lie, bro. I just showed Thing One a picture of Nikocado Avocados.
Oh, yeah. And then he turned around and you're like... That was...
And then there's Chocolate Man. Mazel's Chocolate Man.
The food made Nikocado
Yeah.
Oh,
ever since
okay.
he was fat, he never was the same.
That makes more sense.
Like, when he was skinny, I feel like he was a lot nicer.
Yeah, he was. He probably was, but no. And then
he got a guy fired for just saying, what do you want from a restaurant?
Really?
Yep.
Bro, why is this from 2016, bro?
What?
What?
You probably don't want to see it. It's from June 6, 2016, bro.
What were you doing back in 2016?
Bro, I don't
making
know,
moves,
bro.
Making
absolute
moves.
Oh on God. Anime girls?
No, wait, maybe. I don't. You never know, Miles. He's a bit. He's an interesting fellow.
You're 12?
Yeah.
All right, so if that was 2016,
I don't know
what
my dad would know.
That was 5 years ago, and you're 12.
He was 7
now.
You were 7.
7.
Jeez, that's vulgar.
There's even more.
Crazy.
That's horrid.
What? There's more? How much more?
There's a lot more.
There's a lot more.
What?
No,
bro, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I think it's...
Oh, my God.
Bro,
how do
what?
I send these to my
Wait, where's AirDrop real quick?
Hey, you turn your AirDrop on.
Bro, December 14th, 2018.
Bro,
dude, I
said 2016 before.
iPhone pictures are just, like, glitched or something. I have
This one's from 2016.
I have a picture of an ad symbol from 2010. This phone wasn't even made in 2010.
What?
I have a... Okay, apparently this picture is from...
This one's from 2010!
I don't know why I have this.
What?
Save.
Let me see.
What the
fuck?
Oh my God.
10? What the hell?
You were, like, 2 years old.
2010, you were... 4.
October 18th at 2:30 2010, bro.
You were looking at that.
You were
4.
Wait, he didn't even have a phone when he was 4.
Dude, I 100%. That's just like a picture glitch. Cause like, apparently, I have a picture from January 1st, 1970. Look.
Wait.
Look at the top.
What's up?
Wait. Let me see.
Wait.
I'm not even kidding.
You weren't even born.
Oh, my God. Apple wasn't even, like, a phone company. They were barely possible. A computer company.
Bro, what the fuck?
Maybe it takes, like, when the
going
picture was
on
made.
Somebody.
I don't
bro.
Even know how I would know that, though.
No,
oh,
and then there's
the
your cosplay, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That was not me.
That was me.
His Minecraft cosplay, bro.
Yeah.
Back in...
I was Steve
2016.
Like, yeah, that was me in 2016.
4 years ago, I first got my phone.
What? December 25th,
2017. First got my phone.
Yo, let me airdrop that real quick, bro.
Let me save that to real quick for later use.
I, like, took, like, 10 photos that day. I think I'm
going to...
Hey, what is occurring?
Is it a Karen Creek after this?
What?
I don't know. I know what I'm gonna do. Well, we can't
say
it on the podcast.
My order, bro. For Sprite, gaming computers.
Are we actually going back?
Yeah. We said we were.
To where?
Nowhere.
We'll
don't inquire.
After the podcast.
We'll tell you after
this is a mic
thing.
When is it? How long?
Oh, we're pretty long in the... We're 34 minutes.
I think we're good.
34? Yeah, half an hour. Half an hour
train.
Will be
hey! Bye, guys. We gotta go.
If you want me to airdrop the photos that we're talking about, then...
Come
support our Patreon, guys.
Come support our Patreon.
Then you get all our conversation discussions in a Google Doc for $50. Then
you can
our script.
Guys,
it's dope. Yeah, hold on.
Well, let me edit off.
Talk about Arabian genocide.
You can also find our feet pics on there. Maybe then you can retrace the
location. Oh, yeah, do we still have those up?
No, we don't.
No.
We're going to put some feet pics on
the
Patreon.
We're going to get like Patreon. $500 from some anonymous. Thanks. He's going to say thanks, guys.
Blackman 420.
It's going to be Blackman 420 on Patreon, bro.
All right, guys.
Anyway.
See y'all. Make out with you later.